This is RSVNB Update, episode 36A, a special midweek episode based on the new monster that was added this week. Here with our with Brad and our special guest called Chrisella from RSVNB, both mods. We really want to thank Chrisella for being here, as it is 5 a.m. her time right now. Would you guys both say hello or something?
Hello.
And just to calm some people, we have not replaced Pika. Pika and I will be back for our standard episode 36 as usual, on the usual date. So, we haven't replaced him or anything. You guys might be thinking, oh my, Pika sure has developed an Australian slash British accent. I wonder what happened to him overnight. But no, we haven't replaced him or anything. So, yes, mainly the reason we wanted to do this is because this week's update was so large and the effects of the new, what the heck is this monster even called? Oh, the Chaos Elemental. That's right.
It looks like a rock crab with bunny ears.
A purple one.
Yes.
A purple rock crab with bunny ears.
Oh, is it purple?
Yeah, it is purple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you like purple?
No,
I like blue better.
Okay, that's good. Anyway, so, I guess a bit of background information about this. It's in a multi-way combat area. Carries the legendary Dragon Two-Hander. It's also the Dragon Two-Hander's also been taken down to the Calphite Lair, so I wonder what that means. But it also, this monster is very strong. It can unequip you. It's in level 52 Wilderness. You really need your Magic Prayer, as it can hit as a really high with its magic attacks. So definitely don't want to be losing that. And player killing zone around it. I won't be going there for a while, so you know, a large amount of things going on there. But the main reason we're doing this is to look at the effects of it. No doubt the Dragon Two-Hander is a very special weapon, but I don't know, I don't even think it's that good. It's just a fad. So yes, Brad or Chrisella, you guys haven't gone there, I take it, right?
I have, I've been there.
Alright. Chrisella, I don't think you have, right?
No way, that's suicide.
Alright.
It is.
Yeah, it is. So, Brad, tell us a bit about it then, the experience being there.
The whole area around that, the east of the Axa, the Mage Bank, and the Members Gate, it's all swarming with people. There's also people hanging around the Lever. I tried to go from the Ardungi, how if you pronounce it, Lever, and I got killed. So then I went up from Edgeville, and I got killed that way as well.
Wow.
So it's...
Definitely lots of people there, then.
Yes, a lot.
So, I know you showed me a picture of some person who shall remain nameless, who is very famous getting killed, losing a whip.
Oh, yes. So,
apparently that's what can happen there.
Oh yes, because there's a new, I'm not sure if it's a bug, I'm not sure if it's been fixed now, because there's an update today, and a lot of people have been saying it's a bug, but if somebody attacks you in multi, they get a skull, but if you attack them back, you also get a skull, even if they attacked you first.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, does it?
I'm not sure if it's been fixed, or if it was intentional, or whatever, but...
Is it across the entire wilderness, or do you know
where? I only heard of it in multi, but I would imagine it's probably, whole wilderness.
So that could be something that really could change the way the wilderness works. It's kind of uncertain because we don't know whether or not it's an actual bug or if it was meant to be placed there intentionally. You can never tell with these things that appear to maybe be bugs or whatnot, but when that come through because of Jagex, you just can never tell. So that's kind of worrying to worry about. Speaking of that, last night I was at the Earth Wars, or you know, those are in the Hedgeville dungeon.
Hedgeville dungeon.
Yeah, I heard about this bug, so I made sure auto retaliate was off. I wasn't sure whether it was the entire wilderness or just the multi zone.
I'm not. Don't think anybody's tested it, but yeah. It could have been.
Could have been everywhere. So just had to be careful because I had some valuables on me when I was doing that Slayer task. So, yes. Do we want to go into the clan aspect or the price aspect next?
Somebody else pick.
I don't know. Priscilla, pick clans or prices?
Clans.
Alright. So, how are the clans working with this, Brad?
I would have...
I don't know much about clans, so... I don't know. Do you have any
ideas? I would imagine they'd probably sit at the Chaos Elemental, just keep killing it and killing everybody else there.
Yeah.
But, somebody got, somebody in quite a famous clan, went out there. I saw pictures on their forum, went out into the wilderness in Torags, could have been Darrocks, with a Dragon Two-Hander and a Warrior Ring, which is worth a couple of million. And they got killed, which is a bit of a stupid thing to do considering the wilderness is crawling.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I think sometimes these clan people get a little overconfident that the clan will be able to protect them and whatnot. So, I don't know. Also, are we supposed to say names of clans here? I don't think so.
No, might provoke. No.
Might launch an attack at RSB&B or something?
Probably, yes.
Well, in that case, then we'll just say a nameless. I think they're a pretty big clan.
Yes, they are.
Pretty big clan. I don't know if this could be considered as price fixing or whatnot, or attempting to lower the price of the two-hander. Well, this one clan is selling every two-hander they got on they get for 1 million.
Well, that's
1 million on the forums and. They are still going for more. I don't know. You think that you see that as a like possible way that they be raising prices or attempting to lower the prices of them?
I think so, but I never thought it'd be that worth that much in the beginning. Cause, I mean, just after the update, 10 minutes or so, I was on the official forums, and somebody was offering 35 million a blue party hat and a cracker for a Dragon Two-Hander,
really?
Which considered. A blue party hat, I'm not sure the exact price, but I'm sure it's somewhere near 150 to 2 million.
Yeah.
A cracker is worth more than that. And so that's almost like a 500 million offer for something that's going for 5, 6 million at the most now.
Yeah.
So people like that are idiots.
So I think that's a good lesson to everybody. If some new items comes out, don't buy it the day it comes out. Wait a few days. More actually.
Or sell it. If you get one, sell it the day it comes out.
Exactly. But for some of us that live in awkward parts of the world, we can't get on at the exact time the updates happen, so... Yes. Namely, me in North America. But I'm sure you guys could, if you wanted to.
The glory of Europe.
Yeah.
That would be like 3 a.m. for me. And I don't think I'd be getting up that early to play RuneScape of all things.
Well, you don't... So that's a lesson to you all. Move to Europe.
Yeah.
You'll get richer on RuneScape.
Yeah, get rich on RuneScape, move to Europe. I don't know. So, I guess that's that part. Let's just go through some of these things here. Chain prices have not been affected.
They will be eventually.
Surprised by that?
They will be. The Chaos Elemental, I heard it drops chains much more common than the Calphite Queen does.
Okay. So... We can probably see those going down again then soon.
Mm. Under 20 million people are predicting.
Yeah.
So it's bad for...
Yeah. So, those are going to be going down.
What level is this thing?
305.
Holy crap.
It's supposed to be very easy to kill with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Not. It's supposed to be easier than the Calphite Queen.
I see. Well, we'll see about that. Whip is down to 2.6 to 2.75, I believe.
Oh, yes. I know.
What'd you have? What about... Tell us your whip story.
Oh, yes. I sold mine about a week ago now because I was good by nature just to raise my magic a bit. I sold mine for 3.2 million. This was 7-10 days. and I bought it today for 2.75 million, so I made a profit of 425,000 gold pieces just by buying and selling.
Yeah. So whips have gone down. Are whips going to keep going down?
I think they'll level out for a bit. Probably stay around 2.5, 2.75.
Alright. So what are the Dragon 2-handers going at? Anybody have any ideas to like the price right now as we're recording this?
I'll have a look on the forums.
Have
forums.
A look for that.
I thought they were like 8 million, 7 or 8.
Sure.
That's what I heard.
Around there.
But I honestly have no
clue. Very unstable at the moment. Okay, I'm just... Right. There's a lot of... Not a lot of threads regarding them. Buying Dragon 200 1 million. Buying Dragon 200 3.3 million offer. Buying these people buying... Buying Dragon... Yeah, that's a stupid offer. Buying Dragon... people aren't willing to pay very much. It looks around 3 million.
Are people selling?
Not many. There's about 4 threads buying. I'll run a search. There's about 4 threads buying. Only about... I didn't see any on the first page selling.
Huh. So, obviously, I think the Dragon 2-hander is just going to keep going down.
So yeah.
Maybe the people are offering low to try and keep the prices down so that doesn't go really up like the Axe did.
Someone's selling for 5.6.
Okay, so that's probably... I don't know, you think that would be the decent price to buy for?
Depends if you can make it out of the wilderness alive with one.
Yeah, I guess.
Of people just after the update fighting them and saying, oh god, I got a drop of Dragon 200, and they immediately died because everybody else decided to kill them. That's
wow.
Why I suppose it's more risky, because the King Black Dragon, even though you have to get through it to the wilderness, the place inside the lair is non-wilderness.
Right.
Same with the cow fight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first thing that's actually...
Yep.
Out in the wilderness.
So, that basically... So basically, instead of the big level 305 becoming the thing that has a possibility of dropping a two-hander, your odds for getting one go from not that good to very, very high, to almost 100% if a person is scald and then everybody kills him.
Hmm, yeah.
So, I guess that's kind of a way to look at it. It appears to me, though, is everything just keeps going down, down, and down.
I think the Dragon 2-hander is going to be in the same category as the Dragon Spear.
Mm.
Not many people want one or use one.
That's right. Yeah, so obviously that everything's just going to keep going down. You think this was some sort of attempt by Jagex to stimulate the economy again or something? Because nothing's really been happening with it.
Yeah. I think it's certainly, to shake things up.
Yeah, shake things up for one day, and then everything's back where it was, and everything is going to become worthless one day the way it's going.
Mm.
Unless some new monster comes out or something.
They're probably going to release the granite whip or something like that. It's be better than the abyssal whip and twice the price.
So, granite whip. One thing they have to do still is the dark beasts. Those things only drop death talismans.
Perhaps they'll update it one day so they drop something else.
Yeah, that would be good.
Dragon pig!
Did you see they
yes.
took that off... And they took that off the high scores page.
Yeah.
Took what off the high scores page?
But the two-hander is still there.
And the picture of the dragon pig is gone.
Yeah, like the...
There was a picture of a dragon pig. I didn't even see it.
There was a thread about it. You locked one in general discussion because it was a duplicate thread. How do you not know about it? Unless you don't read
my
posts.
Oh my god! I didn't even see it.
Yeah, so...
It looks like two shimtars stuck together.
Yeah. So, I don't
Shame.
Know. I don't really see any... I don't know. Is this...
I'll get that... I heard they dropped dragon picks, and then I'll go get like some really high level to kill one for me and give it to me.
So, I don't know. We need to do something to this RuneScape economy, I think, because as it's going right now, nothing's really happening, and it's stayed the same, and everything just keeps going down in value. There's nothing to replace the things that are everything is going down. There's nothing to replace the, for instance, Fulgothan or whatever that was perhaps once that expensive. So something definitely needs to be added to that's better than everything else to knock everything back down to where it needs to be and then have the rung up to where it should be from the beginning. So
well, that's what the Abyssal Whip did, didn't it? The
yeah,
whip.
For a while. Until it was about this time last year when somebody finally got 85 Slayer. Don't ask me how they did that. 1 month after it came out.
It's called No Lifing.
That's why I did that.
I heard something I've always heard since Slayer came out last year, but someone managed to kill Abyssal Demons for a while without 85 Slayer by poisoning them. And that's how someone got it. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but it's I've heard it quite a lot. I imagine that it could be some sort of a bug, where if they won't die from the hits, but they will take damage from the poison.
Yeah.
Don't know, but...
Yeah, that sounded like a bug. But I've been working on Slayer for the past week and a half, and I haven't even gotten one level yet, going from 69 to 70. So, that just shows you how... So, that shows you, kids, don't do Slayer. It'll take forever.
Do fishing.
Yeah. What happened to your Project Green?
Oh, that thing, it's kind Phase of one. It's kind of stopped right now because I don't have enough money to finish it.
Oh.
Yes. I am still about 4 million short.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
Yes.
Well, maybe if you get some lucky drops.
Wink, wink. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe I'll be able to finish it then.
Yep.
So... Yeah, I don't know. This is just a little, take a look at this update and what's happened from it. Also, another little thing that's kind of important that I'd like to point out in this is, the top fletching XP has been, exchanged, and the number one person's in danger of losing his lead.
Ah, yes, now, I posted on the forum saying he could lose it from alphabetical order. I've heard from a lot of people now that Jagex have made it, I'm not sure how they knew this, but Jagex have made it so that the first person to get to 200 million is always going to keep number one. The second person to get it will get number two, so on. So I don't think he'll lose number one, but still it's made him very unhappy that he can't fletch past 200
million. 200 million experience. So what do you do once all skills are 200 million?
Well, that would be, what, 4.2 billion? No, billion. 4.2 billion XP. And I think even the top XP person is a long way off getting that.
So that could take a while then.
Yes.
Yeah, but the second person is catching up, and he's only off by, it looks like, 800k experience, less than 800k.
Yeah, so. And there's also the top cooker has 200 million XP.
Ah, are you moving into that field?
I'd like. Well, since the updates yesterday, I'd like to, because there's the summer pie and something else which needs 95 cooking.
Ah.
So I've decided to start to raise cooking a bit.
I see.
And also because I burn so many sharks.
Yeah, that's not good when you burn sharks.
I think the update did something to that. I'm not sure if anyone else said this problem, but before the update, I used to burn at 82 cooking. I burnt about 4 load. After the update, I got 83 cooking, and since then I've been frequently burning 7-8 sharks a load. So.
Ow. So definitely some change there. I guess that just shows to show what kind of hidden updates happen on this RuneScape. So definitely something to
evil hidden updates.
Yeah, lots of hidden updates that happen like that. I know you were saying that somebody said that 98 attack was better than 99 attack.
Yeah. There's lots of posts about on some forums about glitched levels. About how, you know, something like 98 attack is more effective than 99 attack. I'm not sure of any of the others, but it's supposed to work better for you. I suppose combat skills would rather than non-combat, but I've certainly never found that.
Yeah, I never found that. I don't even notice much difference. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, I think we're almost done for this little brief discussion about this big update here. Oh, right. The standard piece of info that gets stuck to every tale of each episode. What have we been doing on RuneScape? Why don't we start with Chrysalla today?
Oh no, don't start with me. Start with someone else.
Brad.
Start with Shane. Shane.
Yeah, let's start with you.
Well, as you guys know, I have this week off, so been doing some stuff. But main things that I
in the field.
Yeah, in the field, fishing and stuff. So, I did some fishing because I ran out of lobster for my Slayer training and whatnot. So, ran out, did that, got a fishing level and a cooking level. Now I'm back in the field training this stuff. Got 77 defense yesterday and gonna get 70 Slayer today. So, and I've been working on that level for about the past week and a half, so that's how long it's taken.
Take ages to get to 85 then.
Oh, yes. Yes, so. I need to figure something out, like rob a bank or something like that.
And you'll probably get 85 Slayer, and the price of whips is probably going to be about 100k or something like that.
Yeah, most likely. I always end up getting screwed out of everything I try. The only thing I haven't got screwed out of so far is Project Green.
Yay.
My my magic project back in August got screwed up when they had the XP Crumble Undead.
That was unfortunate.
The Fletching project never got finished to 85. Slayer project will definitely get screwed up by whips being like 100k, as you said, maybe even less. So I don't even know what the hell I'm going to be doing.
But if they're 100k, that means I can buy one.
Yeah, but that means that people...
Have you got 70 attack, Rosala? 70 attack.
No comment.
You can't use it then.
But I can still buy one. I can say I have one.
And then people will say, wield it, and you'll say, no, I can't, and they'll say, haha, you new liar.
But I can trade and be like, oh yeah, I got one still.
Yeah.
What's the point of having a whip if you can't use it?
It's actually principle. Pretty... The special isn't that good.
No. They seem to be...
Yeah.
They ruined all the specials.
Yeah.
Anyway,
your
I've
turn.
Not been. I've what have I been doing? I've been doing I got my. Well, actually, I started doing magic. I bought enough natures for 80 magic, and then halfway through that, I had a 3-day ban because they thought I was macroing when I wasn't.
That was funny.
It was probably because I alped about 4,000 new longbows in a day because I had last week off. I spent all day out. That was probably why, but I sent a lot of angry messages and got a lot of automated replies. Since then, I've got 90 fishing up so long ago. 79 magic today, 52 herb lore today. And I got the highest ever score I've ever got in Tears of Gutthir, because I got 111.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But that's it.
That's it? You've been busy.
Yes.
Very busy. So, just a little note, RSVNB does not send automated messages, only Jagex does that.
Yes.
Every message you get from RSVNB, well, I shouldn't say every message, but messages that you get regarding PMs, activations, and stuff like that, those are automated. But everything else regarding support and whatnot is not automated. It's a real person replying. Yes, 100% love to our users.
RSVNB love you.
Remember, people, RSVNB loves you.
Are we done?
I think we are.
All right, then.
No, wait, you didn't ask me what I was doing on RuneScape.
You said you haven't been doing anything.
You said, no, don't ask me.
I said, don't ask me. But I didn't mean don't ask me at all.
Okay, Crisala, what have you been doing on RuneScape?
Absolutely nothing. I'm done.
All right. Dun, dun, dun. I think we're done, then. It's 12:41 p.m. right now here. It's
20 to 9.
Yeah, it's gonna be time to go get some lunch soon.
20 to 6. Woohoo! Time to go back to sleep.
Wow, that's interesting that you got up that early. So, anyways,
I have nothing else to do except sleep.
We'll be back later on in the week with tech news, rants, and all the other good stuff with Pika. So. See you all then. Oh, don't forget to send your questions into the thread that's going on right now.
Please for the next show.
For the next show. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. I was getting ready for the music then. And
this
then
has been
the music.
RSVNB updates.
Episode 368.
RSVNB is registered trademark.